In Calm or Stormy Weather, an Avatar the Last Airbender fic. Written and read by Dr. Fumbles McStupid. With the tags, Relationship, Azula and Zuko. Additional tags, Sibling Bonding, and Azula Avatar Redemption. Summary. Zuko took a step back so he wasn't so uncomfortably close to Azula, and then said, "Azula, you can't keep intimidating people just to amuse yourself." Azula looked at him, eyes wide, her face the picture of innocence. If he hadn't grown up with her, he probably would have bought it. Hagni knows how many times he had fallen for it in the past. "I don't know what you're talking about, Zuko. I was only trying to stop people from wasting your time with infeasible ideas." Or, Azula and Zuko bond over making the Fire Nation a better place. Notes. For Stardust Steel. First of all, happy birthday, Stardust! You are an amazing human and a wonderful friend. The title is taken from An Expert from Goblin Market and Other Poems by Christina Rossetti. For there is no friend like a sister, in calm or stormy weather, to cheer one on the tedious way, to fetch one if one goes astray, to lift one if one totters down, to strengthen whilst one stands. "You know, Zuzu, this meeting would go much faster if you would let me fry the idiots when they shared their asinine ideas," Azula drawled, as she stared at Finance Minister Su Zhao. The said minister pulled on his collar and started to sweat even more copiously than he had been. Zuko sighed in response. Azula had asked to start coming to these meetings, claiming she wanted to be there to help bring their country to prosperity, but Zuko was 99% certain she was mostly there to make people squirm. Which wasn't always a bad thing. She did keep certain people from trying to discreetly undermine him, and others from talking for too long. But it could also be a problem. Today, it was a problem. Minister Su Zhao was proposing a new financial plan so they could raise enough taxes to pay for help for the injured soldiers who could no longer work. From what little Zuko had heard about it, it seemed like a good plan. But Su Zhao couldn't get into the nitty-gritty of the plan, because Azula was bored and wanted to see people squirm. Having enough of that, Zuko spoke up. "Why don't we take a break for lunch?" He nodded towards a servant, and they rushed off to the kitchens to get food for everyone. Once that was taken care of, Zuko turned towards Azula and said, "Take a walk with me, sister." When it looked like she was going to refuse, he just laid a hand on her shoulder and forcefully directed her out of the room. Azula sent him a dirty look, but allowed herself to be herded. Zuko squinted when they finally made their way outside. He definitely needed to get better lighting in there. Maybe ask Sokka how his lightning-powered lights were going. He was pulled from his thoughts by Azula stopping so abruptly in front of him that he had to windmill his hands to not fall over after bumping into her. Azula sighed and reached out to steady him. "You should watch where you are going, Fire Lord Zuko. It would be a shame if you dirtied your robes," she said, and even after almost 2 years of being on the throne, she still said his title with that same intonation, like she knew she had to use his title, but thought it was some sort of joke that he had gotten it. At least now she wasn't actively trying to undermine him anymore. He would take what he could get. Zuko took a step back so he wasn't so uncomfortably close to Azula, and then said, "Azula, you can't keep intimidating people just to amuse yourself." Azula looked at him, eyes wide, her face the picture of innocence. If he hadn't grown up with her, he probably would have bought it. Agni knows how many times he had fallen for it in the past. "I don't know what you're talking about, Zuko. I was only trying to stop people from wasting your time with infeasible ideas." Zuko sighed and rubbed his temple. He could already feel the beginnings of a headache. "Azula, Minister Su Zhao's plan has been thoroughly researched and already been run past a number of other financial advisors. All he has to do now is present it to me for final approval. And unlike you, I am actually invested in the future of the Fire Nation." He knew he had misspoken when a brief expression of hurt flittered across Azula's face. Maybe she did actually care in her own way. She just chose to hide it and was so good at it that Zuko had fallen for the act. "I'm sorry, Azula, I..." "Oh no, don't take it back. You meant it. And why would I care about the nation that I have lived in for my entire life? A nation I was raised to not only rule over, but to take care of its citizens," Azula snapped at him. Zuko winced. That was true. He forgot that just because she was on the opposite side of the war didn't mean she didn't care for the people she fought with. "Then why were you intimidating him, Azula? He's trying to help our people. Azula's posture relaxed from its rigid state, and she rolled her eyes. Really, Zuzu? Everyone knows that Minister Su Jiao is known for embezzling. Any plan he puts forward is just a means to an end for him. Zuko's eyes widened in shock.
Everybody?
He asked. Yes, Zuko. It was a secret kept in plain sight for years. I honestly don't know how you didn't know, Azula said, her voice haughty. Zuko sagged in shame. He knew why he didn't know. He had spent 3 years away from home. Years where he was supposed to be learning how to rule. Years he was frantically trying to make up for now. Maybe Azula would have been a better ruler. She wasn't trying to restart the war now. So if they had just reasoned with her. A deep sigh drew him from out of his spiraling thoughts. You're so easy to read, Zuko. You made one misstep. You didn't even really fuck anything up. You didn't let him go forward with his plan.
But I...
Zuko started, but Azula interrupted him. Yes, you didn't know, but considering you spent the last few years traveling the world, that oversight can be forgiven. Azula waved her hand as if to wave away his doubts, but her speech didn't wave away all of his fears.
Maybe you should, he started.
Azula narrowed her eyes at him. I will help you look over the financial plan and help you humiliate Su Jiao in public, but no more. You having the crown means that I don't have to do all the tedious busy work, and I won't let you pawn it off on me, Zuzu, even if you are my brother. A small smile played across Zuko's face. It seems Azula really did care, both about her nation and for him.
Okay, Azula. What's your plan, then?
Azula's face brightened, and that cruel smirk that used to be aimed at him curled around her lips. The fact that it was there now, when she was talking about helping him, was truly a turning point in their relationship. Okay, Zuzu, this is what we are going to do. You need to follow my lead exactly. Don't fuck it up, all right? Zuko's smile widened as he listened to how they were going to take down a truly despicable man. Apparently, even Azula couldn't abide a man who was stealing from their veterans. The end. Notes. The fic was the first link in a chain for Voice Team Mystery Box 2021, the challenge Transform, 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 and the Podfic is the second link.